Follow the show on Twitter at Boomer and Rhett. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Cars.
What is this?
It's the artist of the day, Ryan.
Can we change it?
No.
Who are these people?
This is your artist of the day.
I fancy myself fairly integrated with the 80s rock band.
Well, here comes the chorus. Wait for it.
Monkey bars. Swinging stars. Count the cars. On the monkey bars.
The artist of the day is Coney Hatch. Who?
What's that, Boom?
Coney Hatch.
No.
Puff?
Not ringing a bell. Never heard of these bums.
Anyone? Can anyone...
Were they the local Roblin?
They were not from Roblin.
They didn't play at the inn?
Kirsch, because I threw up the picture that I showed you in the week, and my kid busted his arm in the monkey bars. And Kirsch says, hey, you should play Coney Hatch.
Shock.
Give me some volume. Give me some volume. Come on.
No, don't.
Come on, Jay. Come on.
Jay, you're with us.
Swinging stars.
Counting cars.
This is some great lyrics.
On the monkey bars.
All right.
Who wrote that one? Oof. Hard hitting.
Hi, Warner. Back from Saskatoon.
Grumpy as ever.
What's the matter?
3 hours of sleep.
Really?
I got so...
Yeah.
No.
When?
Glick, glick, glick.
Kids. Kids up all night. Tired. Traveled.
What traveled?
Took a lot out of me.
Traveled from where?
It's a flight. It's like 40 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It's late. Until 11.
A.M.?
No. Sunday night.
That was 2 days ago.
That was...
Well...
You didn't travel yesterday.
Second day is always... Right?
No.
Were you... So you were jet-lagged?
Jet-lagged.
From Saskatoon.
Yeah, I got the jet lag.
Yeah.
Is your clock off? Do you know what time it is? Does it feel like it's dinner time?
Look at my eyes. Look how sleep there.
Yeah, I see that.
He still looks 10 years younger, though, I tell you.
So how was hometown hockey in Saskatoon?
It was good. Had a lot of fun. Saw some
hey,
people
Rhett,
I hadn't seen
how was
long.
Roger's hometown hockey in Saskatoon?
Question is, they are going after this. And I don't know if they're getting the turnouts they want. Saskatoon, pretty decent. But there's 250,000 people there, right? Go to Selkirk. How many people in Selkirk?
Not many.
How can... Exactly. You got to have the whole town show up to make it.
You'd probably draw from Winnipeg. You might draw some people from Winnipeg.
I suppose. But it was fine. It was good.
Saw you on the tube with your haircut and your shave. Nice.
Look sharp, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your little Scotiabank jersey on. So was that volunteer time?
Oh, for sure.
Did you volunteer? Yeah. Giving back?
Back to the game, boys.
Yeah.
What did the wife say? You go back to Saskatoon, you get a haircut. What about for me?
Does she like
likes
the haircut?
The long hair.
Not really.
Yeah.
The bad boy.
Hates her.
Bet you she likes Coney Hatch, too.
Well, she might. And he has been rock star.
That's right.
To be a fan of. The only reason you like this is because you could probably be his replacement.
It's Coney Hatch. Come on.
I've
serious?
I've never in my life heard that song.
The Monkey Bars, I figured. This boy got busted up. It's
the Monkey
tribute,
Bars?
But I don't know
and
what...
And you're going to tell me that there's six?
I was just
going to
say, Rhett, if this is number one, where are we at 8:40?
This is the best song this guy ever sang, and it's...
Don't worry about it, all right? Anything else? Any stories, any tales from the road, aside from the fact that you're clearly jet lagged and
no, not
weary from the road.
Nope.
Where'd you stay?
The Bez.
You didn't stay with the folks?
Nah.
Somebody's getting you a room, right?
I went and had supper there all the time.
So. Yeah. How's Stu?
You know what it's like when you get to get away?
Yeah.
You don't want to be around anyone else.
I know.
Room to yourself.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Effing.
That's what I'm thinking this weekend, right? It's like we have hometown hockey in Red Deer.
Yeah.
Pinder and I are doing a 4-hour show. Noon
Sunday.
To 4, Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
So I could get up at my usual time, probably like 6 or whatever on the weekend. Kids are up, you do whatever. Leave for Red Deer around 9:30, 10 o'clock, lots of time. Or I could go up Saturday and spend the night.
Room service.
Yeah. Leaning one way. So tonight, the Calgary Flames taking on the Montreal Canadiens.
Les Habitants.
History could be made tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Dennis Weidman, our buddy.
Wide dog.
He scored goals in 4 straight. Wide dog?
What? Wide dog.
Wide dog.
No.
Wide dog has scored in 4 straight games, and tonight, if Wide Dog buries again, he will tie a Flames record for 5 straight games with a goal by a defenseman held by Gary Suter back to 88.
I was going to guess McInnes.
Suter.
McInnes did 4, so now Wide Dog and McInnes are
tied,
for second all time in Flames history.
Old Suit Dog's got the record, though.
And? Do we think it can happen?
Yes.
Are we very excited? Are we on the Wide Dog train?
I'm on the Wide Dog train.
Are we?
Yes. Well,
give this man an extension.
I like to think I've been somewhat of a Weidman supporter, while everybody else has been very anti-Weidman.
Does it feel that way to you?
I have said...
Lightly supporting. Very lightly.
I have said right from the start...
What's that, Boom?
He is what he is. He's a 40-point defenseman. He was brought in to get points. He's not the greatest defensively, but that's not why he's here. That's not why they paid him $5 million. They brought him in to jumpstart the power play and to get goals. And to get points on the power play and to get points general. And that's what he's done.
For a small section this season and a small portion last season.
No, do your math.
What do you mean math?
Do your math.
Hit 4 goals last year.
Points.
Points are fine, but 4 goals.
Do your math.
I'll look him up.
He's a 40 to 50 point defenseman.
He's the highest paid player on this team as well. I feel like the expectation is beyond just what you laid out. When
don't
he's
care
down.
About his points or the goal scoring streak. Didn't like the what was from afar perceived to be pouting.
His panache?
Yes. I didn't like that. His give-a meter.
Do you have
was
the points?
A little off for
Are
a
you
while.
Finding me some points?
I'm getting your points, patience.
I want last.
Especially when the rest
points.
Of the team
it's
was
funny.
All bought in and given her.
I type Wide Dog in and it's not showing up.
No?
Yeah.
Are you going with 2 G's on dog?
No, that's it. There he is. Wide Dog. Calgary Flames. Born 83. March 20th.
Yeah.
Old Wide Dog hailing from Kitchener, Ontario.
All right. So last
how
year.
How old? How many points? What's his average?
What do you have? 46 games last year?
31 years of age. He played 46 games each of the last 2 seasons. He had 22 and 21 points. So he's averaging on pace for less than 40 points.
Half seasons.
So he is.
Roughly.
Flirting with a half point a game.
35 to 40 points, perhaps. Isn't
yeah.
It?
A collective
I think
minus
I agree
24.
With, I agree yeah. with everyone. But I see what you're saying, Dean. The problem is you have not been a huge supporter. You've been very lightly.
I have.
You've not piled on, perhaps. Is a better. I don't know if you've supported as opposed to just stayed off the pile.
I've stayed off the pile because
if he gets 35 to 40 points, who cares?
It's like saying, hey, you know what? On the other side, Michael Backlund. You know, good in the draws, whatever. He doesn't scrap. Well, that's not what he does. It's not him. Dennis Weidman. He is what he is.
So not caring is the same as not fighting?
Is he...
that's what he was accused of for the last half of last year, right? It's the give-a-crap-ometer is the issue. And I feel like if there's one thing that is infectious and you can't allow in the room, it's that. No, Rhett?
I would say you are correct, Pinder. I mean... and...
You don't know the...
We don't
I guess
know,
you don't know the Wide Dog like
not,
I
not
know
the way
Wide
you
Dog.
I hate... I hate giving a guy crap. over and trying to say, oh, he doesn't care, because for what do we know?
How do you know?
Exactly. We're sitting here going, well, it sure looks like he doesn't care. What? Going to the dressing room? Maybe it's a different story.
I'm sure he cares at this juncture.
Seems to be caring right now.
I will respectfully agree that last year the give a crap meter was low.
Yes.
Maybe he was battling injuries. Maybe he...
torn cartilage.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe he's lost a dog or...
He's got a motivator cuff issue.
I remember the story about you and your dog.
I can't believe you're still laughing about my dead dog. What is with you?
It was quite a story.
It's not it's an awful story, and you're an awful person.
Oh, that's nice. No. Is there not a, is Wides the story of the day? Are you going to tell the story?
Yeah, I'm going to tell the story. I had my dog, first dog that I ever had. His name was Gilmore.
Poochie.
My little Gilmore.
That's a good name.
He was a good boy. He was my boy. You know, sometimes you have pets, and okay, they're pets, and they're, you know, lovable. But every once in a while, you get that one pet. He's yours. When you come home, he's at the door tail wagging. When you're watching TV or hanging out, he's got to be with you. Needs to sleep up on the bed with you, snuggle right in. That was Gilmore. That was my boy.
Loves the crumbs that come tumbling off your shirt.
Perhaps. It's besides the point. Either way, I'm at home with Gilmore, and he had to have some dental work done. He had to get teeth cleaning or whatever, which happens. He was about 10 years old. Goes to the vet. They put him under. The tool breaks at the vet. They're very apologetic, very sorry, and they didn't have a replacement. So they brought him back out of the anesthetic, which is tough on older dogs. Then, like a week later, we had to take him back, put him under again. He came home that night after being under twice in the matter of a week or so. You could tell things weren't right. He seemed panicked. He was very antsy. And I was with him on the couch, just trying to keep him calm and console him. And right there at that moment, died in my arms. Just kind of fell to the side, and you knew it was over. Rushed him to the 24-hour clinic.
It's too late.
He was gone.
Time was up.
So I'm devastated. This is my dog. Anyone that's had a dog knows the bond that you have with a pet. So I didn't sleep much.
We fall off and we're dead.
I didn't sleep much that night.
He's tearing up.
I come in the next morning on very little sleep. I'm still very upset and rattled. And Warren's like, well, what's the matter with you? What do I wrong? And I said, well, I didn't get much sleep. My dog died last night. You know what he said to me? Oh, this is going to be a great show.
Bet you it was, Russ. I bet you it was.
Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun today. All about you, hey?
You didn't know about Gilmore.
I didn't.
You never snuggled with Gilmore.
As Gilly. Yes, his name was Dog Gilmore.
Dog Gilmore.
After Doug?
Yes.
Cute. Why did you like... What was the big Gilmore fan?
I like Dougie Gilmore. Who
really?
Didn't like Dougie Gilmore?
Yeah, most people.
So, that's my story about how my partner was heartless and very rude the day after my dog died.
That dog should have been put down years before.
It was a healthy dog.
The dog was old and decrepit, couldn't walk, chew its food, and had dental issues.
He'd still be here today if the
vet
hadn't messed
up. You're evil for keeping him alive. Did you sue the vet? You should have.
I was very distraught.
Did you have a dental plan for Doug? Dog?
No. Moving on.
So why dog's the story of the day?
So why dog going for Flames history tonight? How did we get on that?
I don't know.
It's a Flames game day today. Dennis Wiedemann scored in the fourth straight.
7 o'clock start tonight. It'll be Carey Price, the gold medal winning goaltender for Canada at the Olympics. Carey Price, would you like to hear his lifetime statistics in the province of Alberta?
Sure.
Now, he's been in the league, obviously, not that long. Long enough. Being in the East doesn't come west that often. And he's been a good goaltender for a while. And the teams here have struggled for a little bit. Carey Price, lifetime in Alberta. 0-6, a .422 goals against, and an .852 save percentage.
Ooh.
Those are not good numbers.
Not tidy.
He's missing curfew, that boy.
You think he's out no, I don't know, hanging with buddies?
Something's not going right.
No.
Say those numbers again.
Carey Price.
What's his save percentage?
Lifetime in Alberta, 0-6, a .422 goals against, an .852 save percentage.
Nice.
Those are downright East Coast League level.
It's not great.
So what now, if I remember correctly, wasn't Carolina here last week?
Yes.
And your boy Cam Ward was here. And hasn't he stunk up the joint in Alberta?
Yeah, I don't think he's enjoyed life in Alberta. He's from Sherwood Park.
So what is
played
it?
In Red Deer.
At least on the ice.
What is it?
Maybe it's nerves.
Scared to
do you think it's nerves?
Mom, Pa? No, I don't.
And what, Carey Price, Anaheim Lake, BC, right? Northern British Columbia.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
Well,
that's close to where we were, buddy.
Billy's Pond. Old Williams Lake.
Well, I gotta say this. It's your song that sunk this ship. The start that you had for this show has completely derailed everything. And look at the three of us. It's like a...
You're the one that brought it up.
What?
And you brought me down.
Oh. I walk in here ready to go.
I brought in the monkey bars.
Got a weekend of worth of material, and you put on Coney or Cody or Cuckoo.
It's Coney Hatch.
Coney Islands?
Yeah.
Hello.
Coney? Is it Coney?
Yes.
Not Coney.
Not even Cody. Coney.
Coney.
Tell me one texter that likes this. Say, give me one.
That's exactly right there. One. That's exactly one.
Coney frickin' Hatch, Boomer, you rock.
You, sir, are a loser. I say we go for a redo.
Stephen Brunt coming up.
Brunt won't put up with this crap.
It's true. He's got standards.
Derek Wills to Hatchick. And the topless Pinder walk.
No, we haven't even talked about that. That's coming.
It's 7:19 on your Tuesday. With some Coney Hatch and Boomer and Warner in the morning. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer in the morning. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Are we doing this today?
Yeah, I just had a very, very important text.
Are you done? Can you explain this song to me? Because this is even worse.
This is Coney Hatch.
I know, but what's this song about?
I don't think you need to worry about it. Just enjoy the music. It's not the same song. It is Canadian rockers Coney Hatch, the artist of the day.
I can't believe DeForest let you talk him into this. I've had, you know how many people have texted me thing. This is the worst so far. Like, that's it. Can we quickly get to Stephen Brunt?
Yes, we can.
So we can use less of this song?
Yes.
Stephen Brunt, brought to you by Eastside Kia. The Gear Up and Save event is on. Save $5,000 on a 2014 Kia Sportage SX Turbo and receive no-charge winter tires with your purchase. Visit EastsideKia.ca.
It's been yesterday, you missed it. We played Kim Mitchell. Today, Coney Hatch. I'm going all Canadian this week.
I believe there's now, I did just read something about a Coney Hatch comeback tour. I really, honestly.
No, you didn't.
So this is twice in the last 25 years that I've thought about this, all within a week. I'm not sure that there's the world is demanding a Coney Hatch comeback
tour. You don't know that.
But who knows?
Red has never heard of Coney Hatch. Clearly you have, right?
Well, until a couple of days ago when I saw something in the paper saying Coney Hatch comeback tour, and I thought, that's familiar, but only in kind of a vague 1980s kind of way.
Do you know any Coney Hatch songs,
thank
Steve?
You.
No, not one. I'm sure there's some weird earworm Coney Hatch song that I would say, that sounds familiar, but I have no idea who it is.
Oof, rough crowd. All right, we'll get into a sports conversation of some sort. What do you want to do, Steve? I said if we leave the topics up to you, we'll end up talking about fine art and red wine, because that's who you are. Leather bound books and that sort of thing.
We often talk about leather bound books. Yes, you're right.
But what would you like to?
We got a wide range of stuff. I'm open to suggestion. It's that time of year, right? World Series resumes this evening. The CFL is approaching. It's the end of the regular season.
Let's go World Series.
NFL game last night, and there's always hockey.
Let's go World Series. Game six tonight. I trotted out the stat yesterday that 8 of the last 10 teams that have headed home in the World Series down 3-2 have won both 6 and 7.
Wow.
8 of the last 10 have won the final two to win it in 7 games. So that will be on the board for the Kansas City Royals today.
Yeah, and, again, a team that's, they were undefeated in the postseason, obviously coming into the World Series, but a team that, has been picked against and underestimated, from the very beginning. And I am sure a lot of people, after Madison Bumgarner beat him again the other night, are thinking that's it, right? That they're not going to win two in a row, and they're finally turning into a pumpkin here, although Lord knows, it's a little late for that analysis. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Kansas City wins tonight. And then we get into a really interesting Game 7 scenario where I think Tim Hudson is the scheduled starter for San Francisco. But, you've got that lurking in the background. You have the idea of Bumgarner, who's, having kind of, the potential for kind of a Jack Morris World Series for Bumgarner, coming back on short rest. I don't think to start, but, he's going to be up in the bullpen at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the perfect way for this series to finish. Really, whoever wins it, he has been the story of the World Series. In a lot of ways, he's the story of the postseason. And that's the kind of classic World Series. For a starting pitcher, the classic is you pitch 3 times. And I would love to see that. I'd love to see a Game 7. It's been a fun postseason, a really really interesting postseason. I know. The TV ratings, every year we're going to have this now, the lowest TV ratings in history. Just the world is evolving that way. But if you like baseball and if you're neutral, just sitting watching these games, it's been a blast. If you jumped on board with the Royals, it's been fun. And I think we deserve a Game 7. So I'm cheering for Kansas City tonight.
I've definitely jumped on the Royals bandwagon, but I'm sitting in Saskatoon with the old man on the weekend and we're watching. It seemed like the general manager Ned, is it Yost, right?
Yost,
yes. Worst manager to get to Game 6 of a World Series, but he's in the conversation.
Well, and we were wondering, it seemed like they were trying, every time they got on base, they're being aggressive and going after it. In this World Series, it seems like they've gotten away from that a little bit.
Yeah, they haven't had quite the number, it has not been as freewheeling. You're right about that. Now maybe part of the reason it hasn't been as freewheeling is you got Buster Posey behind the plate. But there are things you can do from a defensive point of view and from a pitching point of view to to try and tamp down base running. But yeah, you're right. They have been a little more conservative. That said, Ned Yost is kind of, he's in most ways he's the same manager as he's been all year, and he's been criticized for it all year in a lot of ways. Again, he's in Game 6 of the World Series, so I've kind of decided that managers mean nothing. I think that's the lesson. I love Bruce Bochy. I think he's fantastic. And I think Ned Yost is awful, and here they are, the last two guys standing. So what's that tell you?
Yeah, managers mean nothing. And that's been the thing in Toronto, right? It's like, oh, well, Gibbons, what does the manager do? And then all of a sudden, Joe Maddon becomes available. It's like, oh, you got to get, because you need a manager. Managers are everything in baseball, right?
Well, somebody, I think Joe Maddon will be the proof that somebody doesn't believe that managers mean nothing, because he's going to get paid a whole lot of money somewhere to come in as the savior, and Joe Maddon's going to sit back and pick his spot. My guess is he's going to do a year of TV first, and unless he takes the Cubs job, I guess. But then they got a fire manager that they essentially just hired. But my guess is that Joe Maddon will sit and go to the TV booth and wait for Don Mattingly to get fired in L.A. or for some other opportunity to present itself where he can get paid a king's ransom and get out from under. That whole Tampa situation is really... It's going to, I know there's a lot of Montreal talk about Tampa. I think that's pie in the sky. But if you look at that franchise, other than that, they're locked into a terrible stadium on a long-term lease in a city where no one goes to the games, even when they're winning. And their general manager and their genius field manager have both walked away. And they've lost David Price last year. They lost James Shields the year before that. From a Blue Jay point of view, it's addition by subtraction. It's good news that those guys are gone, and maybe that team is going to, is going to start spiraling down again.
Would he? I mean, what's your opinion? Let's assume, he gets a call from Anthopoulos, and here's what it is, and you're going to get all this power, and we've got this, and we're bringing back Melky, and we got Bautista in his prime, and Brett Laurie, and you saw what the Royals did. We can do the same thing. Okay, I believe it. How many wins would Maddon over Gibbons?
How many more wins?
Yeah, how many more wins would it mean, if any, in your opinion?
Well, it's like there's so many X factors there, right? Like I'm like all the media guys love Joe Maddon, right? Because he's a smart guy and he says interesting things and he does drink red wine in the clubhouse in his office, so everybody thinks he's sophisticated. And, he does goofy stuff. He lets his players be goofy, and they have their dress-up days, and they have their dance parties, and isn't that a neat story when they're winning? When they're winning, all that stuff is great. When they're losing, you say, that's, boy, you're trying too hard. And, you're trying to put lipstick on a pig. So, I don't know. He comes in. If everything falls into place and the wrong guys don't get hurt or the right guys don't get hurt, Toronto has the potential to do, maybe not what Kansas City's done, but they have a potential to be 5 games better than they were this year, which would get them into the wild card. You need young pitchers to evolve, and you need Edwin Encarnacion to be healthy all year, and you need a bunch of stuff. But look what happened to Joe Maddon in Tampa this year. Terrible injuries, right? The staff, the team is decimated by injuries. They dump Price, and I don't believe they were very close to the postseason with despite all the crazy hats and the red wine drinking. Where it works for Toronto is as a quick public relations fix. There's no indication they're going to do it at all, zero. But from a cynical point of view, how do you put a new face on the team? He's way cheaper than a player.
Yeah,
even if you pay him $5 million a year, that's pretty cheap in baseball by baseball standards, and the fan base is energized presumably. So if you were doing it from a cynical marketing point of view, it's the cheapest thing. So, it's way cheaper than going out and re-signing Melky Cabrera, for instance.
Yeah,
but I don't think they're doing it.
And what's interesting too is I was reading stuff on the weekend that already with the departure of the manager, Joe Maddon's so highly thought of that people feel like this is going to be the end of the days of the Rays in Tampa, and get ready, Montreal, because here comes your team now that they've lost their manager.
Yeah, now Friedman as well, right? Because you remember, so it's both guys, the general manager and the manager.
Yeah.
And, obviously they have done a terrific job there, getting a lot out of a little. No money to spend, they never earn the free agent market, except for, I guess, who they pay. Evan Longoria got paid, right? But they almost never pay anybody. Developed a series of very, very good young starting pitchers, including Chris Archer, who, I think still has a lot of upside and is going to be really good. And, you know, you still have Helix and you still have some guys there, right? But, you know, now the big two are gone. But, you know, that's a hard road to travel, right? Doing it with no money, outsmarting people, you know. And also, again, remember, part of that came from just being really, really bad for a long time and picking really early in the draft. You know, they got some blue chip guys. They've been a better team the last few years. It figures there's going to be a little bit of a dip here in terms of the talent coming through the system. So, and I think Will Myers can still be a superstar. I think Chris Archer could still be a legitimate number one guy. But I think there is pretty good reason to believe that Joe Maddon or no Joe Maddon that they were going to, you know, that the kind of salad days were over for the Tampa Rays. Now, how that gets them to Montreal, that's a whole other question, right?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the owner's going to make noise about that to try and get a stadium built. There's all kinds of issues in Tampa that I hear about every year when I'm there in spring training. You know, traffic issues and all kinds of crap, but there's no sign of a stadium. But face it, there's no sign of a stadium in Montreal. And the place where they were going to build that lovely downtown park is condos now. There's no even real estate downtown. So I'd love to. You know, it'd be my dream to go and cover a baseball game in Montreal again, but I don't think it's happening.
Have a fine week, buddy. We will talk to you on Friday.
All right, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Steve. Stephen Brunt. Very wise. It would be great. I mean, whether or not you were a big Expos guy at the time, imagine if they came back
to
wouldn't it be? Yeah, it would almost be kind of mind blowing now, and it hasn't really been that long since they left. But times change, and in this generation of multimedia and television and everything, to have another Canadian ball team.
Well, you said it with TV. The interesting thing is that BCE, which owns TSN, is based out of Montreal. They don't have a ton of content during baseball season, so a lot of the people pie in the sky were figuring, okay, well, Rogers owns one team. Wouldn't it make sense for Bell to do the same thing in their city, give themselves all kinds of content? I mean, I don't think it's necessarily going to happen, but that one explanation, you're like, okay, well, yeah, maybe that is a way that you could find an owner and deep pockets and some will to get a stadium.
The needing the building is somewhat of an issue.
Somewhat. Yeah. But they don't just
play outside
up
on a pitch.
They don't just pop up either. Like it takes a while to build those things. I'm still working on my trampoline.
Very astute. Yeah, very astute. We'll talk about it. When we return, looks like the Edmonton Oilers have made a decision on one of their top prospects. It's a Flames game day. We'll get into some lineup changes for the Flames tonight. We will see some movement on the top couple lines. And great news if you like beer. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Waking up in the morning with Boomer. Picture that. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Again, Cody Hatch, the artist of the day. See, they have lots of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Coming up this segment, we'll talk Flames Habs tonight.
What about this?
What?
This song.
What about it?
It's the same song.
Well, maybe some of them sound the same, but
this is Monkey Bars, right?
What? No, I don't think so. Because we played Monkey Bars so earlier.
But we can't find six.
That's not accurate. I think, you know what I think happened? I think maybe Jay made a mistake.
Asleep. Probably fell asleep.
Maybe made a bit of a mistake there and maybe played the same song again. Nonetheless.
But it's so good that we don't care.
We will talk with Derek Wills. Game day, Habs in town tonight. Lineup changes. And we knew it was coming. Peter had kind of said, you know, when the Habs are coming to town, we're going to hook you boys up. And this is tough for me because, you know, I'm a health nut now. I'm a gym rat. I'm a health nut. So
we've got Colin here from Grumman's.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Ruben Rolls hit the room.
The Habs are in town, right?
So Montreal smoked meat. You connect the dots. Yeah, bring him in, right?
We're going to be doing a little pregame tonight. So you're a Habs fan and you're a Flames fan, come down and join us right by the Saddle Dome. Have some Rubens, have some beer, and go cheer on your team.
There you go. Whoever that team might be.
Didn't they get stomped yesterday?
Oh, did they ever?
Yeah, 3-0. Yeah. Did you... Now, I'm curious, because the Ruben Rolls have been in studio for 10, 12 minutes. You're sitting right beside them.
Yeah.
And you have not opened the tray.
I know.
This is amazing restraint.
Not going to last.
It's ridiculous. We have a pool going on at the restaurant. How long does it take you to develop half of those? And
usually,
aside that was Boomer slapping you for eating them all.
Usually a couple would be digested by now.
Some of them aren't even chewed. They just...
You know what it was?
They go whole.
It was that marker that Pinder made a sign with, and I'm
a little buzzed, I got to be honest.
Yeah,
oozy.
I have to make the sign for losing the bet that says, I love Rhett, when I take my shirt off and walk around the street.
Yeah.
It's punishment for losing the bet.
Coming up at about 8:40, Pinder is going to, because he lost to Rhett in fantasy football, going to do the Pinder walk, corner of 7th and 5th. He'll take his I love Rhett sign out to the corner and...
This is the bad boy, the criminal right here.
Yeah.
This is the Sharpie Magnum. That's the biggest marker you can buy.
The Magnum. Yeah, I'm familiar with these.
Are you?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think it's huge.
Magnum.
You're familiar with those?
With the Magnum, yeah.
Right.
Because it's the biggest one.
Right.
What are we talking?
And then you're going to take your shirt off and hold up your sign, I love Rhett.
So I made the sign, but the thing just, the whole room now reeks. And,
well,
I actually feel like I'm lightheaded and I'm seeing stars.
Swinging stars?
Monkey bars.
Where's the cars?
Counting cars. So
crack those up.
So we always talk about they're on the menu, right? Can you get them?
Yeah, you can walk right up to the deli counter and buy them. We always have them in the case there, ready to go.
Perfect.
Take them home.
$3 for a Reuben roll.
Good stuff. Good stuff. There you go.
Oh, look at there they are.
I would like to say this as well. There's a lot of people and different things going on in this building, and the rest of them are losers.
Okay.
Because the other day they showed up with brown bags of grease. When our friends show up, look at this. A tray of Reuben roll.
You've always been a loser.
You know?
Uh-huh.
We get served real food. Great Color stops by. It's real food. Ribs and such. We don't... The rest of these guys...
Oh.
Brown bags of grease.
That's amazing.
We are a higher caliber of people.
We all know who to take care of.
The Montreal Canadiens.
So tonight the Flames and the Habs. As we mentioned earlier, Dennis Weidman, or Wide Dog, as you called him, could set a Flames record for goals in consecutive games by a defenseman. He's scored in 4 straight. 5 would tie a record, I should say. Gary Suter, back to 1988. Sounds like Mason Raymond will not play in this. Bob Hartley said it was highly unlikely or improbable or no chance in hell. I forget what the exact quote was.
I've got it for you.
Okay.
Asked about the injury update.
Was it no chance in hell? Is that what it was?
Cookie.
I don't believe he cursed.
Jones is going to be in the lineup. Byron is sick. He backs maintenance. And Mason Raymond, upper body, day-to-day for now.
So that was practice yesterday. I don't know if that means we know anything about Backlund or Byron tonight.
Backlund, I think both Byron and Backlund are expected to be available. Sounds like Raymond likely won't.
Right.
And you heard it very briefly off the start of that one. David Jones is in. So Jonesy, David Jones, returns to the Flames lineup.
Jones dog.
Why have you been so hard on him and not on Weidman?
It's a good question, Boomer.
Well, Weidman is producing. Weidman is doing, more or less, what you expect him to do. David Jones has done nothing. I expect him to score goals.
He's played once.
Be a power forward.
He's been injured.
Are you talking with your mouth completely full?
Oh, am I?
It's half full.
Yar. David Jones, yes, has played one game and has done nothing. But that guy can't stay healthy. And when he's in, it's like, I don't know. I mean, while everybody else is bellyaching, you know, don't play McGrattan, what are you playing this guy for? I'd rather watch Ferland than this guy.
Yep. So would I.
Way rather watch Michael Ferland than this guy. Ferland doing great, by the way. I believe leading Adirondack in goals, assists.
Yeah. 9 points or something like that? Wow.
Yeah, he's on a great start down in Adirondack. Now, again, is he the... I'm sure Dave's a nice guy, all of this. But it just... You look at the... there was a picture of him in the paper today, and you feel like you're looking at him for the first time.
Who's this new player?
It's like, oh, look, it's David Jones in a Flames jersey. I've never seen that before. Anyway, moving on.
How many games did he play last year? Was he hurt all year?
He's always hurt.
Quite a few, right?
Well, yeah,
he missed quite a few.
Missed quite a few.
You know what? When he's on his best, he's driving down that right wing. He's taking pucks hard to the net. He's using his frame to get involved. But if he's not, it'll drive you nuts. But I still think this is a good player when he's healthy. The problem is he's had a couple shoulder injuries, and those aren't real easy to get over, especially if it happens on the same shoulder.
Well, especially when, like you said, you're supposed to be grinding it out.
Last year, 48 games, 17 points, 9 goals. Hey, he's a 15, 20-goal guy, I guess.
Flirted with 30, got his big deal, and that's how he ended up in Calgary. Colorado need to get out from under that deal, $4 million a year.
Mm. He's from Guelph, Ontario, if you need it.
Not a big Guelph guy.
No?
Not a big fan. Nope.
What about
Kitchener?
What about Mississauga? How do you feel about Mississauga?
Better?
Yeah?
Ugh. Mississauga.
Better, but not.
Expect the Guelph, Ontario native David Jones to play with Matt Stajan and Curtis Glencross.
Sliding right in. I guess that's not where Raymond played. Huh. Interesting.
Mixing things up a little bit.
Yeah.
More of a veteran line.
And this was a line from last year. That's why it's familiar. Yeah.
7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock Flames warm-up, Ruben Rolls, yeah, Habs, Flames.
See you at Grumman's.
Now I've
Life's
started.
Good. PK Subban, Carey Price, Ruben Rolls.
Ruben Rolls.
Michel Therrien.
Ruben Rolls.
Mustard. All of it. It makes perfect sense. We got Derek Wills coming up next, Sports at 960 The Fan.